This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, a show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Good evening and welcome. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, brought to you every week by the Victorian AIDS Council. We talk about sexual health and well-being as part of the queer community. I'm joined this evening by Daniel, a volunteer coordinator extraordinaire at VAC, and also my co-host. First off, we need to say thanks to the other Daniel, the Daniel from the previous radio show, Outtakes. Good day, this Daniel in the studio. How are you doing?
Not bad. Recovering from a little bit of illness, and now I think I've got a toothache, so and developing a little bit of mild hypochondria maybe.
Darling, no one would ever think. That's really gorgeous. It's great to be in the studio with you, though,
and
Daniel.
And for the first time.
Is it the first time
it's
to two of us?
It's the first time we've ever been together in the
How
studio.
How sensational. That's really exciting. Now,
what's on the show tonight, Tex?
Well, this week we have a bumper show, as always. Now, we're getting ready for Mental Health Week, which commences next Sunday, the 9th of October. First off, we're going to mention a VAC and Joy fundraiser, and then we have a guest to explain the new Stride project that we've actually chatted about on this show before. Stride, of course, stands for Stigma Reduction Interventions Digital Environments.
Why do I get the feeling we're going to have lots of acronyms tonight? Lots of names, lots of acronyms.
Lots of names and lots of acronyms. Well, it's Joy, and joined up with VAC, goodness, it's acronym city, doll. First off, though, we're going to be speaking with Richard. Later on, we're going to have Matthew and Russ joining us in the studio to talk about an all-day event titled The Dark Side of the Rainbow, which already has me intrigued.
And as always, we'd love to hear from you and get you to join in the conversation. You can send us an SMS in the studio at 0427JOY949 or send us an email via onair@joy.org.au.
Indeed. And we love to get messages from you, especially from people who live in Reservoir. Last week, we had lots of messages from people in Reservoir and the week before as well. Happens to be my home suburb, but they're not people that live with me. Now, Daniel, first off tonight, we're going to talk about the annual fundraiser for VAC and Joy, which is called Northside Bazaar. And it raises money for Joy 94.9 to help us keep on air. But equally, it raises money for the Victorian AIDS Council's David Williams Fund, which is a fund that provides direct financial support to people living with HIV.
And you and I are both madly working on this at the moment. Me with volunteer recruitment and engagement and working closely with Alice from Joy, which is lovely at the moment. And we're getting auction items together as well. Is that
indeed.
Right?
It's coming up now. It's called Northside Bazaar. It's coming up on Saturday, the 15th of October, so it's less than 2 weeks away. And it's happening at Joy Supporter, the Laird Hotel in Abbotsford.
And it's in its sixth year, am I right? I can honestly say this is the third time that I've been there. I think the first time it was more inside the Laird venue.
That's right.
And that was, I'm remembering Chrissy from Big Brother. Who was one of the, That was a good year. And then the next time I went along, it was all different. It was all outside. There was like multiple events. We had the street closed off and that was last year.
That's right. Last year it had got too big for the Laird Hotel. So we went across the road to the Masonic Hall. I know, the Masonic Hall. And also had stalls in the street. I mean, I'm showing the audience who come see me with my hands. Yep.
Yeah.
And very briefly, the event originated from an idea of a Joy listener, actually, a VAC client and volunteer, but also a Joy listener, who sent me an email that he'd got from overseas about a similar sort of event where a lot of old leather queens, essentially, were selling off their leather to raise funds for their local AIDS organisation. I think it was in Cincinnati or somewhere like that. And the idea was that they said, look, our wastes have expanded, but the leather hasn't gone with us. So we're going to donate our old stuff so that guys who are new to the scene and perhaps don't want to spend, say, $400 on a pair of chaps or a leather jacket, get to buy something for a cheaper amount of money. And that way we can raise some money for our local AIDS organisation. And they were doing it just like that. Now, this email was sent to me suggesting this idea of something they were doing in the US. And I went to the boys at the Laird Hotel and said, we could do this. We could raise some money for David Williams Fund, because the Laird have always been great supporters of the Victorian AIDS Council.
So am I right in saying, because there's lots of different components, is that the leisure...
They're all the extra treasure. Bits. Yes, that's the leather and treasure.
Okay. Yep.
So that's always been there. And at the Laird, it's in the pool room. It's guys who, perhaps like me, whose waists have expanded, but, you know, sadly, leather does stretch, but not that far. And people who have old uniforms and other pieces of fetish apparel will take anything except an insertable.
I'm not going to ask any questions about that, but I think I understand what that means.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah. So we'll take anything that people can wear.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have into that in the leather and treasure. The treasure part of it can be books, CDs, it can be crockery, it can be all sorts of stuff.
So collectibles and everything else like that as well.
Collectibles, if you can donate it, we can sell it, essentially.
Okay. So you mentioned before, so all this money is going towards the David Williams Fund, VAC's mm-hmm. own David Williams Fund,
yep.
And then also with Joy, and that's a partnership that's been going a really long time.
This partnership's mm-hmm. been going for 6 years, and it means 50% to each charity. So we support the work of Joy and keeping Joy on air, and we support the work of the David Williams Fund, which provides direct financial support. Now, it used to do handouts of money to people in the early days when people needed that sort of assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, it helps people with returning to work, providing educational opportunities, helping people get back into education and prepare for the workforce. Also helps people do some budgeting skills as well. So it's a really good fund. My favourite fund.
Yes. And so we mentioned before, volunteers from both Joy and VAC will be there doing all sorts of activities.
Mm-hmm.
There's a barbecue, so we'll be there for the barbecue. We'll also be there as kind of street marshals, I suppose you can say,
yep.
at the end collecting donations, letting people know where to go, because there's so many parts of it now, which street direction to take, where's the Masonic Hall. And
I should also just say that it's not just all of leather clothing and all of that in the leather and treasure. We also have the live auction where we auction off all sorts of items like vouchers for restaurants and cafes, for travel, hampers of goods from various people who are donating foodstuffs.
And who are the presenters?
Toiletries, all sorts of things.
Who are the presenters on this auction?
Well, there's a number of Joy personalities. Mm-hmm. So people you hear on Joy all the time. Caleb, who's one of our co-hosts here mm-hmm. on Well, 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 and myself will also be hosting for the Victorian AIDS Council.
That's where I was getting to.
Great. Thank you, darling. It's really sweet of you. But yes, it's absolutely sensational. And the great thing to say about this, lots mm-hmm. of women sitting out there saying, I wish I could go to the Laird Hotel, it's men only. This is one of those days of the year when the Laird is open to everybody 18 plus.
Now, we haven't talked about this, but is this... This goes on all night, is that right?
Well, the event starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, goes through the Northside Bazaar bit goes on until about 7 p.m. and then the Laird continues on till 2 or 3 in the morning with an after party dance party when people can get together and have a bit of a jiggle on the dance floor with some of Melbourne's best DJs. People can explore the Melbourne's best beer garden, the Laird Hotel Beer Garden, renowned as a sensational place. So we're talking about Northside Bazaar, Saturday, 15th of October, 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock at the Laird Hotel, 149 Gipps Street in Abbotsford. And there will be 4 auction blocks starting at 2:30, about a 15-minute break in between. And then we'll continue on with another auction block, etc., etc. And we've got fantastic donations.
And so for people wanting to make last-minute donations, they can also head to the website. So
indeed.
That's northsidebazaar.com. Now, I believe it's... I'm actually reading out. Let me have a look. And bazaar spelled B-I-Z-A-R-R-E.
Thank you. Fantastic.
No worries.
But people can also go to the Laird Hotels website, L-A-I-R-D, Laird Hotel, and in that menu... there's a menu for which leads you to Northside Bazaar as well. Absolutely fantastic, Daniel.
We said we could talk about it for a while, and we did.
We did indeed.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9 with myself, Daniel, and co-host Tex, and the first time we've been working together. And we're talking about Mental Health Week, which commences next week, so it feels only fitting to do that at the moment.
Indeed. And look, I noticed on all the platforms of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, they're going to feature this special week, Mental Health Week, in all manner of programs, most of which, like all of the programs here at Joy, including this one, are podcast. Now, in our introduction, Daniel, I mentioned the word STRIDE Project. Now, what did STRIDE stand for?
Oh, is this a quiz?
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to fail again until I look back, but maybe I could say Stigma Reduction Interventions in a Digital Environment, and I'm
indeed
not reading from a script at all.
No, of course not, darling. Now, the project's been funded by Beyond Blue, and in particular their Movember project, which is in November, when they encourage people to grow beards and moustaches and things.
Not far away.
Bit of a pity for me, because I've already got one. The project deals with stigma, both in the community of same-sex attracted men who have been or are heterosexually married, and also with men who are living with HIV.
We often discuss stigma, which can be a major cause of depression for people living with HIV. And so we have Richard in the studio with us to go through some of the details of the website and a little bit more as well.
Yep. And once we hear this lovely piece of music, we will be chatting with Richard, finding out a little bit about him, although he has been on the show before, and finding out about the project that he's involved with, the part of the project he's involved with on the STRIDE Project.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well. Joining us now in this studio is Richard to talk more about STRIDE Project. And just to repeat, STRIDE stands for Stigma Reduction Interventions in a Digital Environment. Now, that was Birds of Tokyo, and I'm a little bit out of the loop, but that's their new song, I'd Go With You Anywhere. And just before we have Richard, I know we were talking a little bit before about one of the websites, which is really looking at married men, and that's called dale.org.au. And you can visit that website.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for men who are heterosexually married.
Who have sex with other men.
That's
yep.
right.
And the second site we're going to be talking about soon with Richard is pete.org.au. But in the meantime, Richard, welcome to Well, Well, Well.
Thanks, guys. It's great to be here with you. And hello to all the listeners this evening.
And it was actually my first time on radio was actually with you, Richard. Not to get all sentimental about it.
Oh.
But it was, yeah. So first nice? With you tonight and then with you, Tex.
Great.
Being on radio. And then it was Richard when we were first on air
That's
together.
That's lovely.
Back at Volunteer Thank You Week. It was back in May.
It was.
Mm. Now, Richard, you're here to chat with us about part of the STRIDE Project you're involved with, that being Pete. But first of all, can you share with us and our listener a little bit about yourself and what work and what you do?
Okay. So I'm currently president of Living Positive Victoria. Mm-hmm. I've been on the board there for, this is my fifth year now, and my second year as president.
Oh. Good-o. And... okay, Living Positive Victoria, for the listener who's never heard the show before or doesn't know about Living Positive Victoria, what does Living Positive Victoria do? What's their mission, if you like?
Okay, so we're a positive voice organisation, so we advocate for all people living with HIV in Victoria and particularly concentrate on things like community connectedness, resilience building and challenging stigma and discrimination.
Okie doke. And the organisation, is it just for same-sex attracted men or gay and bi and trans guys?
Yeah. No, as I said, of course, because of the disproportionate range of notifications that happen mm-hmm. in the MSM community, they will always be our core business. But there is also about 25% of notifications that come in each year that are outside of that community. And our organisation has a really diverse membership base of positive people, which includes women, heterosexuals, families affected by HIV, also people from Indigenous identifying communities and COLD communities as well.
COLD, what does that stand for?
It stands for Culturally and Linguistically Diverse Communities.
Ah, thank you.
Another acronym, see?
It's acronym that. City, isn't it? And we've probably got a couple more as we go through this conversation, so we'll just remind ourselves to stop and let people know what they mean.
So talking about the Stride project and then more in particular the PEAT website, what motivated you to get involved with the project?
Just a range of issues. Being somebody who's lived with HIV from the time I was 19, so that's quite some time ago now, being in my mid-40s. So I noticed along the way that, and a lot of research has come out to back this up, particularly HIV Future 7, which came out a couple of years ago, stating that 43% of positive respondents in that survey had experienced a mental health issue at some length of duration at some time during their living with HIV. And so it's quite a disproportionate impact on people living with HIV.
And so I suppose this is just another resource, I suppose. We've got different models, peer models, and this is actually a peer model itself as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's about a diversity and range of options for people to engage with, in particular around something that we talk about, HIV stigma and stuff a lot, but there's also a lot of stigma around mental health issues as well.
So then...
Who or what is Pete? We mentioned Pete before. Okay. What's Pete? Who's Pete? Is he a person?
No, Pete is not a person, but it's almost like a name of an identity. So you can go onto the the Stride website, as we spoke about before, and you can look and you can go onto the Pete or the Greg website. So I've got a little thing here, and it says Positive Engagement to Empower, which is the acronym for Pete.
Yep.
And I guess the reason that we use singular words is because they stick in people's minds. They're easy to remember rather than calling it the long name of what the service actually is. So it's about engaging and familiarising really easily with people.
Okay. So what can you share with us and the listener about Pete, the website, and who the website is for?
Okay.
Who's the intended
the website
audience?
Is specifically aimed at men who have sex with men who are living with HIV, the PEAT website. And so this group of people already has to deal with a lot of stigma and discrimination around HIV, and sometimes in extreme cases this can lead to issues like depression and anxiety that we see across our general population anyway, but they seem to be a bit more amplified in our community because of just some of the issues that you have to deal with.
Okay. Now, what's your understanding of stigma, the word stigma, for guys living with HIV?
Okay, now that's a really broad concept, and look, the situation is that it ranges. It can be both real and perceived, and it can be internal and external. So it might be just the fear of rejection, the fear of being discriminated against, and all those things can lead to that internal stigma that makes you feel a bit less than other people.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. We're chatting with Richard about a new website for guys living with HIV. Richard, we were talking about stigma just before we heard those important messages. Are there really many guys out there who would engage about stigma and mental health using a website, do you think?
I think the benefits about having this site is it's another option, and you can go on there and be anonymous, yet you can connect to a community. And I think one of the most important things about dealing with mental health issues is that community connectedness. Sometimes social isolation is a real problem for people living with mental health issues. And the other thing I love about the website is that there's really simple, easy to digest information around what depression and anxiety actually is. I think sometimes a lot of people don't seek help because there's not an awareness that they're actually suffering from depression or anxiety. Sure, they get a bit worked up sometimes, or they might be oversleeping, but they don't see those signs because there's not a general base knowledge of what those conditions actually entail.
Sure. Now, we've said the website word, so what is the address for Pete?
Okay. So we have
Pete.org.au. I've got it in front of me.
Oh, you have. Good on you, darling.
I've got it up. Let me swing it around.
With
we can explain
fingers.
It to the
fantastic. Pete.org.au.
And I was going to say, the other, we touched on it just really briefly, but the other nice part is, of course, that volunteers are involved, and we talked about peer networks, and they exist already in group situations, but this is almost like an online space. And I know that VAC recruited volunteers to be involved with this, peers helping other peers, but simply in an online space. And they were really excited to get involved and on board, went through some really great training. And interestingly enough, because we've got remote volunteering happening, people have kind of moved interstate, but it can still be part of this project as well. So they log online, they can use the chats, the forums, and you were mentioning before as well, there's really great information, so articles and other things on there as well.
Indeed, and I want to ask you, what can you share with us and the listener about the different areas of the site?
Okay.
So there's interacting, but yeah. What else is there?
So there's live chat rooms that you can come into, and so they will be where the trained facilitators, who are also peers, so they are people who have identified maybe having successfully dealt with mental health issues prior to this, so it's specific skills and really well supported through the training that they've received. So as well as that, there's online forums, so you can be involved in an ongoing chat, or you can do postings and come back and engage with others. And I think the best thing about it is the anonymity. So even though the facilitators will know who you are because you've linked in, you can use a pseudonym or a different name for yourself in your on-screen presence. So there's nothing that's directly identifying, which gives people the ability to be far more candid and open about the issues they're dealing with. And also discuss solutions that have worked for other people. Like when I was feeling depressed, this might work for you. This is what worked for me. And it's a real, it's just that conversation about broader health and well-being.
It almost takes away that kind of whole Melbourne-centric thing sometimes, because it means people in rural communities who are facing the same things as their, you know, cousins living in the city can use this as a way to log on, do you know what I mean, get that information, and then who knows, maybe later on there's groups and other things like that if they want to go that far, but otherwise it's a nice way to connect you.
Yeah, and if there's really like serious issues that come up for individuals during on, there's a really good referral base too that comes out of those chat rooms and stuff, so you're not sort of left on your own, you're referred through to other existing services, and there's a range of those across VAC.
Now, just out of interest, are there going to be moderators, or is it going to be a free-for-all?
No, it's moderated.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good-o.
Yeah.
And then how can interested guys get involved? Do they just go to that website?
Yeah, I encourage everybody, even if you're not directly affected, to go on and click onto the website. You may know someone living with HIV who's struggling with mental health. Mm-hmm. Jump on, explore the website and have a look around at the information. It's fantastic.
So that's Pete, P-E-T-E, pete.org.au. Richard, thanks so much for coming into the studio this evening and having a chat with us. It's always good to see you, and always great to hear your opinion on all sorts of things.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you, Richard. You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
For over 25 years, the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives have been collecting and preserving Australia's queer history. A not-for-profit organisation, the Archives rely on your support through membership, financial and queer memorabilia donations. To find out more, email algarchives@hotmail.com or web search the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. Now, joining Daniel and I in the studio this evening are Matthew and Russ. Good evening to both of you and welcome here to Well, Well, Well.
Thanks very much. Nice to be here.
Now, before we chat about what you've come in to talk about, which is an event, but we're not going to give it away, called The Dark Side of the Rainbow, which it's a pretty intriguing topic or a pretty intriguing name, what can you share with us a little bit about yourselves?
Well, we might end up giving some parts of it away in that, but we are a couple, and we do lots of various fun things in all kinds of our free time and work life, but one of them is we work together on a cabaret performance called My Other Closet, the Cabaret, which is part of this event.
Okie doke. Now, we've invited you in this evening to chat about The Dark Side of the Rainbow. As I said, pretty intriguing name. What is it? Is it a play? Is it an event? Or is it a whatever?
It's a little bit of all those things. It's all the things. So The Dark Side of the Rainbow is an event that we're putting on in partnership with GLHV, VAC, and Transgender Victoria, so TGV. Mm-hmm. And basically, in the middle of the day will be the My Other Closet, the Cabaret, which is the project that we have been working on for a number of years now. And then bookending that on either side is some LGBTI inclusivity training 101, and then specific training on LGBTI domestic and family violence, and a panel discussion with service providers and the police and legal professionals and a whole range of academics. So basically the whole day has been designed to help the mainstream domestic and violence sector, as well as first points of disclosure from various parts of health or mental health services, to be able to do a better job of meeting the needs of LGBTI people who experience domestic and family violence. A lot of the research shows that people encounter homophobia when they first disclose, and they don't end up getting to the services that they need to get to.
Now, to touch on a few of those points, you mentioned that it's already been a big success, hasn't it? Because am I right in saying that you've needed to move to a different venue?
Yes, it was a problem that you love having.
Yeah.
That we reached the capacity of the venue in 48 hours after sending out just email invitations.
I'd call that a success, yeah.
Yeah. So the city of Yarra are our funder, and they were nice enough that when I called them in a panic and went, oh my God, what do I do? They said, that's fine, we'll help you get a bigger venue. So we've moved it to Collingwood Town Hall.
And what was the main reason for putting on the event, I suppose? What was the catalyst?
Well, it kind of starts with us creating the play, and we did that a few years ago, and we did this same sort of format of event, a training event for service providers, and then public season. And when we moved down here to Melbourne, and when we came down, there was a lot less happening in the space for LGBTI people and domestic and family violence. So the training event had to be something that we preempted and did before we did a public season. It would have not been very responsible of us to start raising awareness amongst the community and saying you can go and get help without some of those referral pathways being built up.
Right. Now, Russ, what can you share with us about the topic of same-sex domestic violence?
Well, the reason that we wrote the show was because I lived in a domestic violent relationship for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we have a reasonable insight into, you know, how that all works. As an aside, I am an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided that it was time to do something about awareness in the community about this particular topic. And the best way for us to do that was to put it out there in an interesting way, and a cabaret performance, I think everyone would agree, is an extremely interesting way to do it.
And so I guess what you've done is turned your experience into a positive by making it into an event which people can enjoy.
Yeah.
whilst sharing a serious message.
It's a challenging show. It's a challenging show for the audience. It's a challenging show for me. And ultimately, we hope people walk out of there with the message that, you know, there is help out there and you don't have to live in those sort of relationships.
We'll keep the conversation going in a second.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and we're chatting with Matthew and Russ all about the all-day training event, The Dark Side of the Rainbow. And when we're talking about it before the break, are there many services, you were kind of saying you were waiting for the, you know, services and referral pathways, and do you think there's many services available for addressing domestic violence in LGBTI communities?
Yeah, so in Victoria, there's a handful of services who do specific services tailored to the needs of LGBTI people. So VAC runs a men's behavior change program, which is pretty amazing. It's the only one in the country I'm aware of. And Drummond Street Services Queer Space does specific domestic and family violence, kind of holistic case management work, which is amazing. And then VAX Counseling Services as well certainly deal with a lot of people who that's the issue that they're dealing with. And I'd say also Switchboard are well trained to be able to help people find their way to a service.
Okay, now, special guest time. Now, who's the special guest opening the day? Is it a big secret, or can you tell us who it is?
It's not a big secret. Rowena Allen, the Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality, has been doing quite a bit of work in this space, and a lot of advocacy at the government level, with connections to the Royal Commission in Domestic and Family Violence. And so, ta-da, we asked, and she said yes. So she's going to open for us and also sit on the panel at the end of the day so people can ask about what's happening at that kind of government level in this space.
Now, you've sort of answered this question already, but the whole day, it's not going to be your usual sort of PowerPoint, you know, up on the screen and people sit back passively and listen to someone go blah, 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 or chat, 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 chat. You've already started to say, but perhaps you could just reiterate some of the points. What's going to happen? How's the day going to progress? Not second by second, but just generally.
Sure. Well, I think that it's such a range of people attending, and we really wanted to get something out there that addressed the fact that a first disclosure point might be a GP, it might be a telephone hotline, it might be a whole range of different places, and without people understanding and kind of combating the myths out there that one, people who are LGBT don't experience domestic violence, that it's only men's violence against women. Mm-hmm. So dispelling that first and foremost, but engaging with all this full range of people meant we had to create something that spoke to lots of different experiences and was entertaining. So really one of the reasons why we developed My Other Closet was to go beyond the kind of here's the information that you can read in a pamphlet to have an emotional experience, follow Russell's story, see insights from the inside of what this feels like through the power of song, getting people to kind of really connect and come out the other end motivated to do something.
And I suppose touching on that, what do you anticipate will be the outcome of the day? Or is it something you expect will kind of organically grow? Or, you know, the involvement of organisations, where it might go to next? Do you have any idea of where it might take off?
Sure. Well, what we're really hoping for, there's a lot of organisations sending one or two representatives. And there were really strong recommendations in the Royal Commission saying that mainstream services now have an obligation to be more LGBTI inclusive. And so really we hope that this starts that conversation. I think for a lot of those mainstream services, there was probably a little bit of a what the heck? Mm. We've never even thought about this group before. And so just to get that conversation started, give them some of the research that does exist, and so they can start going back to their services and think about, okay, what can we do just to tweak what we're doing and make sure that we're not excluding people, we're actually providing a holistic service. And from there, hopefully that's what that's what happens, that we create these referral pathways, people stop falling through the cracks.
And now, how can anyone interested in learning more or possibly come along? I mean, you did mention that you've already changed venue. I guess you can't change again.
never say never.
Currently, there are, 250
I've had 250 RSVPs, which is very exciting.
Is there room for more?
There is, yes. For this particular event, it's really about professionals. So if you feel that you have a professional role, that this would be something that would be helpful to you, it is definitely training, then send me an email, m.parsons@latrobe.edu.au. However, for the general public, we'll be doing two public seasons of the play in 2017. Mm-hmm. So if you're just a member of the community and you're going, wow, I'd really like to see that, what we found when we did this play before was we had a lot of people come who had had similar experiences and found it a really engaging thing to be able to come and see that play out on stage.
I think that's really good to include the community. I know that we offered training for our volunteers at VAC and the uptake was amazing. We end up getting around 30 to 35 volunteers along and that was sitting down with our counsellors and professionals and going through, and I know that the public would probably be really interested. So that's great. That's 2017, you said there'll be a couple of shows.
So if they're interested in just seeing the show, head to myothercloset.thecabaret.com and you can flick me an email and you'll go onto our list to be notified when we have the dates.
Great. So thank you so much for sharing with us and to our listeners about yourselves and Dark Side of the Rainbow. I think we didn't mention it enough, so we'll say it again. So Dark Side of the Rainbow, if the topic discussed has caused you or our listeners any concerns, please call Lifeline on 131114 or QLife, formerly known as the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, on 1800 184 527.
So, yes, Matthew and Russ, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well on Joy. That was a nice, happy song.
It was very
song,
upbeat,
but
I don't want to go to bed. I suppose that makes sense.
We need to say thanks to our many guests for coming in and talking to us tonight. Richard originally, and then Matthew and Russ. And they were talking about Mental Health Week, which, of course, starts this coming Sunday. Now, we have had a message which has just come in, Daniel. It's from Brad, who's also, aka, if you like, also known as Led Leatherman 2016.
That makes sense to me now.
He lives, he says his city is marvellous Melbourne. He is oh so true. And his message is loving the chat and tunes. Brad, always gorgeous to hear from you, my dear. Now, Ruan has joined us in the studio, our Taste of Radio buddy, but he's not talking about anything to do with Taste of Radio. Ruan, what are you talking to us about?
Hey guys, I'm just here tonight to talk about an upcoming anti-stigma campaign that we've organised, or that the Hipsters Victoria have organised, mm-hmm. And a little bit about, you know, why we're doing it and how you can support it.
Okie doke. So what's it called?
So it's called the Hipsters Cause We Can Camino. It's a 8-day endurance hike from Victoria to South Australia. So from Portland in Victoria to Penola in South Australia.
Right.
And we're just trying to create awareness and educate communities on stigma. And, you know, today's stigma is the number one barrier to HIV prevention, treatment and self-care. So we're trying to fix that.
And there's an event coming up soon. Is that right attached to this?
It's a big event, which is in November. And then we have a fundraiser coming up, which is next week on Wednesday at Hare's Nahina, or the Hare's Hole, 7 o'clock sharp.
And that's at 63
Johnson Street.
63 Johnson Street, that's right, in Johnson Street. And the Hare Hole recently won an award for the Fringe Festival as the best venue. So you're going to have your fundraiser at the best venue. Now, that was this coming Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. So
not this Wednesday.
The 12th
of October.
12th
of October, yeah.
Next week, yep.
So we have Heather Ellis, who is the author of Ubuntu, One Woman's Odyssey Through Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We have 9 up-and-coming Melbourne artists who've donated their work for us to auction on the night, which would be awesome. And then we have a comedy skit show, which is some of our community members will bring you their satirical perspective of life on Earth as a positive person in both senses of the term.
Now, is there a website that people can go to?
Yep, definitely. www.hipsters.info, or just hipsters.info, has everything, event, fundraiser, and tickets.
And how is Hipsters spelt?
HIVSTERS.
Right. Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for getting me.
Now, I'm going to try and say this properly this time. So, if the topic of same-sex domestic violence discussed on tonight's show has caused you, our listener, any concerns, please call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Tex is telling me I've got that right. So, and also, you can call QLife, which is formerly known as the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, on 1800 184 527.
That's all we have time for this week. Gosh, the time goes quickly, Daniel. It's been lovely to have my first show with you as co-host.
We'll
That's
be doing
great.
It again soon, I can tell.
You've been listening here to Well on Joy 94.9. Coming up next, it's Sonia and Friends with Broad. On next week's show, I'll be back with co-host Cal. Thank you for joining us. Keep tuned to the gayest station in the nation. Of course, it's right here, Joy 94.9. Cheers, everyone. Good night.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.